Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and one of the things we've talked a lot about in the 5.5 years of this program is fear. And the enemy just loves to cause us to stay in fear because that puts us in a box and keeps us from being all that God wants us to be. And I'm excited today and tomorrow we're going to be talking about a new book that's come out called Defying Fear. And it's actually a fictional story, but it's based on a compilation of a lot of true events. And I know you're really, really going to be blessed by it. And joining us today is the author of this wonderful book, Defying Fear, Dr. Nancy Meyer. Dr. Meyer, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, I love that you're addressing this topic. You know, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind." But I know in my life and a lot of other people's, would ask you in your life, has fear been kind of maybe a struggle for you at times also?
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely is fear. I'm afraid to, sometimes I'm my own chattel. I'm afraid to make a decision. Afraid if I made a decision, was it going to be good? You know, getting over that fear to value myself that I can make a decision. And it's okay if you make a mistake. We forget that that's okay.
Absolutely. You're exactly right. The fail forward, as we talk about some here on Hope Is Here. You've been a chiropractic for your career, but what caused you to decide to be an author and write this book?
Well, just through what's happened with me through my life and what I've overcome. And I thought my story ended when I had gotten my children back. And then God told me, nope, there's more to that. And he had told me actually to write a book and that I was going to speak back in 2004, but my story hadn't even been told yet. That's how God works. I was mad that I didn't, so 20 years later, I got my book out. But I actually, when I was writing my book, I realized, oh, you wanted me to include this and this and this in there, and the stories that I have from other women and stuff. So it's amazing what we see and what we don't see and what we see later from what we've been through.
Well, I love, you know, we talk a lot about having patience on Hope Is Here.
Yeah.
You've waited almost 20 years. I've been working on a book myself, and that encourages me because I feel like, am I ever going to get this done? So I'm glad.
There's still hope.
There is still hope. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, we said, you know, it is a fictional book, but it's based on some true events in your life and other women's lives. And you know, I love the quote you had. Somebody wrote about your book, "Everyone is worthy of feeling loved, valued, and cherished." But, the enemy likes to keep people from doing that. And is it safe to say maybe there's been times in your life that you haven't felt loved, valued, or cherished?
Oh, definitely. I'd say most of my life. And I never even realized it. But I didn't even value myself to get out of the relationship. And I think that's what people don't realize when you're in a abusive relationship. Those women, they already have courage because they go back into a men or women go back into the relationship where it is maybe abusive because they're facing the person. So that's courage. But the problem is they don't value themselves enough to get out of that relationship and love themselves enough to get out of it. And when they finally love themselves, embrace their true value, then they're able to leave that relationship.
Well, I'm so glad that, you know, suicide's how we started Hope's Here, to talk about that topic that the enemy uses, domestic violence. You were sharing some research with me earlier this week that 35% of women experience domestic violence. So, I mean, that's 1 in 3. So, if, you know, if you're in the checkout line and you're standing there and there's somebody in front of you, somebody behind out of the three of you, you know, there's a chance that one of those people, one of those women is experiencing that. So, unfortunately, and it grieves me to say this, it's more common than probably people think, right?
Right, right. Way more common for women and for men, actually, I think. It's more in men. But we just don't think, oh, you know, they look fine. That's why I think you never know when you're standing next to somebody what they're going through. So hopefully you can give them hope even just by saying hi to them and letting them realize that they're valued, loved, and cherished.
Well, talk a little bit about the book. People are like, okay, Defying Fear. Just share a little bit about this. Tell us about this book.
So it's a fictional story, but it's based on a compiled of all true women's story and is written to encourage people, inspire them to defy fear in their own lives by embracing their true value. And it's done through a way to focus on spiritual, emotional, and physical practices. What I like is when people, hopefully when they read it, they can see themselves in it in all different stages, different ways. So whatever you've been through is what you'll feel through the book.
Well, one of the things that I asked you for, you like acronyms like I do, and you had one on fear from Zig Ziglar. That's one of my favorites. Share that with us.
Fear has two meanings. Fear everything and run, or face everything and rise. I think that's the choice we have. So the Bible verse I like to think of summed up as real love cast out all fears, 1 John 4:18, in that an unhealthy relationship is where you feel lonely, unloved, uncherished, and unvalued. Where a healthy relationship, you feel loved, valued, and cherished, is what God does. So we should feel in a genuine relationship lifted up, not torn down. Where in a good relationship you feel safe and trusted versus the fear and anxiety, which is what Satan wants to put in our life.
Mm. Oh, so that's such good stuff. And I don't think people really realize, you know, I mean, there's obviously physical abuse and with domestic violence, which is, you know, horrendous. But I found with talking with some women, some other guests that we've had on Hope is Here over the past 5.5 years that, man, I had one tell me one time that actually the verbal abuse was worse.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that and the power of just words.
Well, I never thought I felt so lonely before, but I never thought I was deserved to feel happy. I don't know why. I believed in God and stuff, but I didn't really embrace the true value that God has for us, which is that He died on the cross for us. He did that for us. So if He valued us that much, we should value ourselves. And I just never did. So I never thought, you know, I had the house, I had kids, I had a successful business, I had a dog, you know, but I didn't think that I deserved, you know, what was wrong with me? Why was I not appreciative? But I was not happy. I felt, like I said, not loved. But then I realized to really embrace that, what is your true love? But we, you know, sometimes we abuse ourselves by not, you know, following through with what God's plan. Like, oh, yeah, I want to do this. Oh, no, I can't do this because I'm not good enough. Well, you don't know. You aren't good enough, but God is. And so, therefore, you can do whatever. So try it.
Well, and I'm assuming that's one of the reasons you wrote this book, because you want people to try it and see that, you know, with all that you are overcoming on top of dealing with a domestic violence background, you're quite an athlete, too. Talk to us a little bit about that and your athletics.
Well, it kind of cracks me up still, because I'm 55 years old. I didn't start doing triathlons until I was in the age group of 54, so at 53, which is like, you know, not probably the smartest thing in the world to do. And not only did I do that, but let's sign up for a half Ironman, right? And I couldn't swim. I never swam before. I knew how to swim to keep from drowning, but I couldn't even swim halfway across the pool without being exhausted. And I never ran more than 5K, which is 3 miles. So a half Ironman is 1.2-mile swim, 56-mile bike ride, and a half a marathon, 13.1 miles afterwards. So, you know, go big or go home. So I guess I went big. But through God, all things are possible. And He showed me that. Do all that training and stuff, that I can do that, even though I thought, no way. My husband, of course, I'm remarried very happily, and he, of course, said more swim lessons was his whole thing, encouragement with it.
Hey, that's a lot of courage to try to learn swimming in your 50s. Yeah. I respect that quite a bit. So, wow. Really, really encouraging to hear that. I know there's people that think, you know, it's too late to start something new, think like after 40 life stops, but I'm so encouraged and admired to see that you've done that at such a recent season of life. And I heard a pastor say one time, he said, you know, as long as you still got a pulse, you've got a purpose. But that's taking it to a whole nother level when you do one of these athletic events like that in your 50s.
Well, and what's funny, too, is that here I did it the first time in swimming, you know, never being able to swim, and I still have panic attacks when I do. But then by the second year, I got ranked 7th in my state for USA triathlons. So from going from never doing them to getting ranked 7th, I'm like, whoa. So God can do all kinds of things that you never, ever, ever thought you could do.
What state is that?
Virginia.
Virginia?
Yep,
okay.
Good old Virginia.
All right. Well, that's great. If you just tuned in, we're talking with Dr. Nancy Myers. She is sharing about just a courageous book called Defying Fear, Finding the Courage to Embrace Your True Value. You know, the book's based on true events, but what made you want to write the book as a novel?
Well, people don't want to be, you know, told what to do. They want to hear it through a story. I mean, let's take a perfect example. Is Jesus told through parables. He didn't command people. He didn't, you know, yell at you. He told you through a story. So through the stories, you can relate better to what's going on and then actually come along for the journey with my main character, Lila, and experience what she did. instead of being, you know, told what to do. It's a journey with a character.
Yeah, sometimes we like to kind of escape our lives and other people's mm-hmm. lives, don't we? Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about Lila, the main character in your book.
So she goes from feeling unvalued, uncherished, unloved, and actually having to find herself. And the only reason why she really hung on was not for herself even. It was for her kids. She didn't want to lose her kids. She knew she had to hold on. And so that's what gave her the courage to go and fight back. And to fight for them, because she knew she needed to do that. And then through that transition of fighting and, you know, doing what God wanted and remembering Him and repeating the Bible verses, then she transformed actually and into learning to value herself and love herself. And eventually she wrote a book too.
Wow. Okay. Well, I love that thought process of it. Well, you know, you talk about writing a book. I know there's people out there thinking that, you know, man, I'd like to write a book. If somebody's listening out there, share a little bit about that process. I know you talked about the 2004, but it didn't come to fruition here until recently. But talk a little bit about that.
Well, I think that it's a matter of even like working out or anything. If it's important to you, you'll sit down and do it. We keep waiting. I'll wait till next time. But one thing to remember, too, is that God can put on your heart to do something, but it may not be right then and there to do it. Like mine was 19 years later. So it's a process, and maybe He has it on your heart, but maybe all the story hasn't been told yet. So hang in there with it, but then take notes, keep notes on what you're thinking about doing, and then it'll come with it, and then the right timing, it'll come out.
Well, God's timing is always perfect.
Yes.
I had a friend of mine one time. I used to coach college basketball at Western Kentucky University. And one of our assistant coaches told me one time, he said, you know, Greg, God's a lot like the mailman. And I was like, really? How's that, Charles? He said, well, you don't know when He'll get there, but He always delivers. For me, a lot of times God is, it's taken longer maybe to get some desire that I felt like He's placed in my heart. But then when that happened, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt it was from Him. So do you kind of feel like that about this book?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that happened. And I believe God comes full circle on everything. We don't usually see it, but He comes full circle. And I also believe, like, if you're thinking about doing something, Satan wants to step in there and tell you no. But I encourage you to look at that day and see what happened, where God was coming in and saying, look, you're going to need this. I'm going to tell you this little story from somebody you're going to hear, and it's going to defy everything, whatever Satan's trying to put in your head. So you clear that out and keep fighting and going for God.
Such good stuff. One of the things you shared with us before we went on the air is that somebody read your book and really didn't expect it to impact. They were just kind of doing it as a courtesy, but it impacts people in different areas, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And I think that's the thing, is we think we know, we don't, but God does. And so we got to kind of sit back and go for the ride and see where He leads us. And don't get set and, oh, it's got to be this certain way. He'll have it where it may be a completely different path. I know for me, like I said, I thought my story ended at one point, and then I realized, no, it doesn't. He's got a lot more to share, and I still got a lot more to share in my story, my life. I don't know what it is, and He also does in yours, and everybody's.
Amen and amen. Well, unfortunately, we are about out of time, but the good news is Dr. Nancy Myers is going to be back with us. We're just talking about her new book called Defying Fear, Finding the Courage to Embrace Your True Value. I want to encourage you to check out her website. It's simply drnancymeyer.com. That's Dr. Nancy Myer. It's Meyer.com. If you're driving, say, hey, I don't have time to write this down as I'm listening, we'll have that along with the podcast. But join us again tomorrow as we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Nancy Myer on her wonderful book called Defying Fear.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. We have been blessed by one of our faithful listeners and ministry partners to be offered a $10,000 matching gift this summer through August 31st. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here Ministries, would you consider making a donation this summer? Please go to our website, hopeishere.today, to make a secure online donation or to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today to help us fully utilize this $10,000 matching grant at hopeishere.today. Thank you.